Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight. On March 19th, live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's certainly what we need to do in these hard times. That's what we do here on the South Bay Show. And that's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And it's a beautiful place to do just that.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's certainly what we need today. This is what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and executive producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Now, Jackie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me? I can hear you nice and clear now.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, listen.
I can hear you nice and clear.
All right, good, because we've got Tom Backley, CEO of the Beach Cities Health District, on the line, and we want to get to him first. I'm right on, okay? All right, good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
All right.
Well, Tom, it's good to have you because we are blessed in having a health district here in our community in the South Bay. Not all communities have a health district. So right off the bat, Tom, I just want you to frame the scope and the mission of the Beach Cities Health District.
You bet. I think as most people know, we started out, you know, over 65 years ago as part of the hospital. And then so the three cities had the foresight to come together to do that and form the district 65 years ago. And so our vision is to build a healthy beach community. We've focused on community health and preventative health for the last 20 years. And we still have the 514 Prospect Building, which is where the old hospital was. It's not a hospital today, but has many medical functions in it. But at the health district, we focus all of our resources on community health and preventative health. And in the last week, we have shifted all of those efforts to fighting the COVID-19 outbreak. So we have pivoted in the last 4 days from our normal programs at the Center for Health and Fitness or AdventureFlex, or all of our efforts in the schools with the gardens, all of the 40 community-based programs. We have really shifted probably 90% to COVID-19, and I'll talk a little bit about what we're doing. But that's a quick overview.
Right, right. Well, let's get into it. What do you see on the ground, and how do you see the not just the impact today, but obviously the impact is incredible and unprecedented economically and health-wise. But what is the impact today, and what do you see our progress in the weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, this is an incident, unlike I think many of us have ever seen. Some of us have been involved in incidents. I've been involved in some in my prior work in Utah with the Olympics right after the 9/11 games. We were also one of the first H1N1 outbreaks there. And so we of course experienced that here in the South Bay, but we haven't seen anything like this. I think we're all of a mind that this is a marathon and not a sprint. I think that's becoming clear. And one of the things that we're urging is for people to physically distance themselves for the health of everyone, not just themselves, but the health of everyone, but also stay connected. We spend so much time trying to connect the South Bay. We're physically, we're very healthy in the South Bay. And then we do struggle with stress. And so that's something that we're very aware of at a time when we're telling people, keep your distance physically, but also connect, whether it's emotionally or spiritually or with friends. And so that's really a huge part of our message that we're trying to get out to people. But we see that this is going to, everything we're hearing from LA County, we're monitoring that daily, of course. Our team is in close contact with LA County, and I'll talk more about that. But we're seeing that this is likely going to be the new normal for a while, and it's something that we're absolutely to adapt to.
Now, I guess we'll leave the financial for another show, because having you here is such a privilege, Tom. The Beach Cities Health District has resources from our is it property taxes, right? That is supported by the property taxes that go to the state and then are returned in support of the Beach Cities Health District. But your budget is not just property taxes, is it?
No, it's not. Our budget is about $14 million a year, and about 25% of that is property taxes. We have about 25% from fees that we charge to cover expenses at Center for Health and Fitness and the Adventureplex. And then we also lease out the old hospital building, the 514 building. Mm-hmm. And so we receive quite a bit of revenue from that. That's about $5 million a year. And then we also have partnerships that we have, for instance, with Sunrise Assisted Living in town. And so that generates the funds. So what we're able to do is take that property tax that the three Beach Cities residents pay and then parlay that into, you know, roughly 3.5 times the services. And so that's something that we've been able to do using the foresight of the community years ago to form the district.
What do you want people out there to hear from you and from the Beach Cities Health District in terms of resources that are available and in terms of actions that people can do? People can't just sit in their homes. Obviously, we want to counsel young people not to go out, not to gather in groups. Going to the beach is one thing, but gathering into groups is absolutely not a good idea at this time. What do you want people out there to hear from the Beach Cities Health District about resources available and ways that they can get involved?
Great. Love to do that. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, what we're hearing from LA County is that people should not be gathering in groups of 10 or more. We may be seeing some more restrictive guidance from the county. They're certainly experiencing that in Northern California. I think what we want people to hear from us first and foremost is be calm, and we're going to get through this together. And as I mentioned, we do need to practice social distancing and stay connected. And so how do you do that? And I think you do that like we're doing right now through your show. I think you do that by us reaching out. It's really neighbor to neighbor. And so let me just maybe get into sort of the technical side of what we're doing, and then we can talk about opportunities for people. Because most of our calls, this won't be a big surprise are for people wanting to help. We're getting some calls from people who need assistance through our resources, and we'll talk about that. But in true South Bay fashion, you know, most of our calls are people wanting to help. So that's awesome, and we want to talk about how we do that. So what we've done at the district is we've completely switched. So we have opened our District Operations Center, or DOC, and so this is following the National Incident Management System. It's called NIMS. This is what firefighters and people that respond to earthquakes, this is the system that they use. And so we have implemented that system at the health district. And so that allows us to goals and so or objectives. And I know that kind of sounds wonky, but that's where we are. So what are those goals? Those goals are, first and foremost, we want to work with partners to create COVID-19 testing sites in the beach cities as Los Angeles County increases its capacity for testing. And talking with our chief medical advisor, Dr. William Kim, he is in contact with us throughout the day. He and a medical advisory committee that serves the health district of doctors were unanimous on Monday night that that needs to be one of our priorities in order to fight this spread of COVID-19. We need testing sites, and so that is something that Beach City's health district is helping to facilitate. Second goal is we want to identify and assist at-risk older adults in the community. That's obviously one of the risk areas that's been identified by the county, and so that is goal two, is identifying and assisting at-risk older adults. Providing general assistance to the community, which is something we've been doing, well, for 65 years, but specifically for 20 years with community health programs, so we want to continue to do that. And then we want to do something that we believe we do very well, which we're doing today with you, is disseminate accurate and timely information.
Video training, yeah.
Yeah, video training is just an example of one thing we're doing. So bchd.org. The other thing that we want to do is get our phone number out. This is a line that people should be calling if they need assistance or some sort of referral. That number is 310-374-3426, extension 256. So this is the number that we use to assist our older adult clients. We have about 400 older adults that receive services from us. We have 5 licensed social workers during normal times that assist older adults remain in their home for as long as possible. So we've expanded that line to include all requests from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of quick numbers. I can get into the details of those 4 goals if you would like.
I just want to bring Jackie into the conversation and find out if she has some specific questions from the community that the Beach Cities Health District can answer. Jackie?
Well, one of the things that I was very – they, like here, their schools are closed. And she told me that all of the kids were on the beach together. This was in Florida. And she said, what are they doing? The schools were let out, but now all the kids are gathering on the beach together. And then from what I understand, the town she lives in, they shut down the beach. My point is these kids are going to get together one way or another. You know, it's amazing to me because everybody always complains about kids sitting in their room and being on their Wii's or their Xboxes or, you know, spending too much screen time. Isn't it ironic that all of a sudden when we want them to stay in their room and be on screen time, that they're not out, they're out and running around together? And which brings me to one of the saddest parts of this is, these kids, they're going to miss their proms. They're going to miss their graduations. These are things you can't make up those things. You can't make them up at a later date. They're going to be off, living their lives then. So I was curious about that, Tom, here. Do you know anything about what, the cities are doing about, would they possibly be closing beaches?
Well, it's my understanding that Hermosa has done that because they own their beach. I don't believe that's happened with the other beaches, that they have put in place the gathering restrictions. And so that is something, again, that's what we started the show off with, is how do we keep our distance but stay connected. Those you know, I would say, and stay connected. You know, it's you can do both, and so that's what we want to give people the tools to do. We have been working with the schools, and we have been pushing out information about things to do with your kids at home, and so that is starting to be available on our website. I think if people are getting emails from their schools, they should be seeing our information in there. One of the things that we're very fortunate to have is our partnership with the schools and the cities and also the Chambers of Commerce. That's something that we have an incredible partnership with. So there are resources for things to do with kids, and so we're pushing that out. We just had a discussion yesterday with Manhattan Beach where they were sending out some of our information. So we would urge people to keep an eye out for that information and again, keep your distance and stay connected.
Yeah, sorry. And I wanted, I also wanted to mention that on my end, I'm being slammed with emails, and Beach City's Health District is putting out, you know, if you're signed up on their site, they're sending out a ton of information. You've activated your district operations center in response to this emergency. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mentioned that briefly. It's just a tool that we have for emergencies. If there was an earthquake or something along those lines, we would activate this center. And what it allows us to do is just shift all of our resources to this incident. So that's what we've done. That's been up and running since Sunday. And basically, you have your operations group, which is from LA County, that then helps us make decisions. We then have a liaison officer. We actually have more than one now because we're seeing incredible interaction with the cities and schools. And so those folks are communicating with the cities and getting information from them and bringing that back in. That then helps us meet the needs of the community. We then have a logistics section that helps us get resources, and a huge resource there, of course, is the volunteers. Beach City's Health District has an incredible volunteer program. We have over 1,000 volunteers that we actively manage. We have two employees that their job is to manage volunteers. And so what they're doing today is they're managing volunteers as it relates to getting our services out there when they're needed. So that's just a quick overview of how we're doing it. We're in the process of, you know, we have the physical location, but we're in the process of trying to be more remote, of course, and so we're doing that as well. And so roughly half of our staff is working remotely and then coming in as needed for if services are needed, hands-on, if you will.
Tom, would you give out your phone number?
Hands-on at a distance, sorry.
Right, yeah. Would you give us the website and phone number again, please? If people have questions for BCHD.
Yeah, it's bchd.org is our website. And then the phone number for people to call. And again, this is a number that we use for our older adults to you know, but it's for really for everybody at this point. And so that number is 310-374, information and referral hotline. Now, it's going to be open 8:30 to 5, Monday through Sunday, so we're expanding it from weekdays through the weekend. So as we approach the weekend here, we will have that phone staffed, and so if you don't get an answer, it may forward to a message. Please leave a message, and someone will get back to you as quickly as we can. So we're seeing some activity on that phone, but as I mentioned earlier, we're mostly getting calls from people who want to help. But so far yesterday, we had about 38 calls on that line, and we expect a lot more as sort of this first week passes. I think people may have been ramping up with supplies as they were hearing about things, and we think that there is going to be a need especially for older adults. We are partnering with Meals on Wheels and other partners. We have, in addition to all the partners I mentioned, we have great community partners, and we're utilizing those as well.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, we've all heard the best practices, washing your hands for at least 20 seconds and doing it several times a day. And one of the other things that I received from a Torrance Memorial as well was that if you think you're sick, do not go to the hospital. Is that what you're saying too as well? They're telling you to contact your health provider. But if you're not feeling well, if you think you have this, they're recommending you don't walk in to the emergency room, that you should call your health provider. And from there, is that what you recommend, Tom?
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got it exactly right. That if you're not feeling well, we're urging people to stay home. So don't be a hero. We need you to get well and then not get others sick. And so we're asking people to stay home, contact their provider or their physician, and go from there. You mentioned washing hands. People should be doing that a lot. Avoid touching your face if you can. And really just kind of, I know it doesn't feel natural to us, but just generally kind of keep your distance. It's okay to say hi to your neighbor. That's what we want. Do that. Really reach out to your neighbor, but do it, you know, at about 6 feet at this point. We think that's the safest course of action for people.
Yeah, that's what a couple of days ago, I needed to go to a store, and I have an elderly person that lives across the street from me, and I knocked on her door, and then I stepped back about 10 feet, and when she opened it, I asked her, I said, I'm going to the store, do you need anything? You know, and then some other people on my block are preparing meals for some of our elderly neighbors, and you know, they ring the doorbell, leave it on the porch, and step away. I had a delivery this morning. They ring the doorbell, left it, you know, and they step back. You know, my husband opened the door. They were able to chat, but it was from a distance. You know, so that's just right. That's common sense stuff. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us regarding this?
No, I think this is something that we're all going to get through together. We have all of the systems in place, if you will, in the South Bay. And again, we really think, like you just described, people providing services through their neighborhoods. Neighborhood Watch is something that we're coordinating with and activating. The CERT, emergency outreach folks, is something that we're also coordinating with. And so this will likely go on a while. Stay connected, and the Beach Cities Health District is here to help you connect and stay healthy and happy and during hard times. And we want to continue to be a resource to the community like we have for the last 65 years. And so we're here for the South Bay.
Well, that's right. It right there. If you need help, you can just contact Beach Cities Health. There's somebody there for you. All right. If you have any questions or anything, give them a call, shoot them an email, look at their website, and they can point you in the right direction or help you out with your needs. Thank you so much for calling in, Tom. We appreciate it. And I just wanted to apologize for the audio issues we're having. It seems like for the last week or so, every time I make a phone call, I'll get some recording. I'm not getting through on phone calls, and the internet has been wonky, you know, the last few days. And so I have a feeling that this has something to do with that. So I wanted to apologize for that. But thank you so much, Tom Backley, Beach Cities Health District.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. So,
okay, Jackie, what's next?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a Matt on the line. And Matt is from they contacted me a few days ago. It's Riviera Seafood Club. And there's good news, there's bad news, there's in between news. We want to get a little bit of everything on this, so I'm gonna have Matt share what they're doing, because they have their own stuff they're dealing with as an importer of seafood. And I'm gonna have him on just to give us an idea what's going on. Hi Matt, can you hear us? How's everything going?
Hey Jackie, how's it going? Good here.
It's
doing all right.
Good. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So you contacted me a couple of days ago that you are giving out one free pound of tuna through the website to anybody that wants it. No purchase necessary. You can just go on and order your free pound of tuna, free tuna for all. And I just wanted to hear the reasoning behind that. Tell us what's going on there.
Sure. Yeah. We started the online business in July, and this is an extension off of our importing business that we have. And so what ended up happening was, it's been a long time in process. We actually used to sell seafood in high school to the family, friends, and neighborhoods in the Hollywood Riviera area. Born and raised in the South Bay, born in Hawthorne and grew up in Redondo Beach in the Hollywood Riviera. So, a lot of family around here, a lot of close neighborhood friends, and K-12, the whole thing. So, we're definitely feeling the pinch in the import side of things, selling to wholesalers and things like that. And what we're having we have all this extra product right now. All the food service industry restaurants are definitely, at a standstill or hand to mouth kind of orders, so it's really kind of slow. And, we're feeling that pinch, but we wanted to be able to give something out to people during this time. Now that we have this online capacity to sell product and it goes direct to homes, we figured, we've got this product. There's a lot of people that need it, and we want to be able to help out in whatever capacity we can. I've got my family. My mom actually owns a outside of any online, orders of products that they can send, but that got completely shut down. So, we're feeling it here through the seafood company that is my family's business, and then also through the other side, which is the health and wellness, So it's definitely it's taking a toll on our morale a little bit. But the bright side is that we're really feeling this community kind of coming together right now, where we can support in sending fish to people's homes. Our whole thing with the Riviera Seafood Club, our kind of vision has always been to, deliver quality experiences that bring people together. We've always felt that food in eating together or, having a good meal to yourself is essential to really having a, quality life. And if we can offer proteins that people can have during this kind of time, something to look forward to, we're happy to do that. And so, yeah, the deal that we have is, is a just pay shipping and you'll get a free pound of tuna. If you do over $65 on your order, you get free shipping. So you, in addition to the free shipping, you just get the free pound of tuna too. So we're definitely feeling that people are definitely glomming on, helping out, spreading the word. It's been really helpful for us to be able to do that. It's actually a godsend for us right now. And so whatever capacity that people can spread the message and, let their friends know that they can go to these places. And, we were just noticing the other day, we're over by the Trader Joe's in the Riviera Village. I live just right down there in the apartments. And, I was noticing that Trader Joe's was limiting people coming in and out. I'm seeing that in different stores now, too. And it's pretty it's a little harrowing to see that, right? I mean, I'm
yeah.
looking out at this, and I'm like, oh, man, people are waiting in line. Do you want to wait in line? And then, what are the, chances of infection and all these things are running through your head, and it just becomes real so quick. I just thought 2 weeks ago we were just in this place where it was popping up here there, you could see it, but it feels like years have passed since then, and now we're in this whole different kind of dimension right now where we're kind of seeing what we can help, where we can help, and provide this service,
well,
and get product to people's doors directly.
Well, this is exactly what you're saying. stores are limiting people coming at a time. They're also limiting items. You know, my husband said something about, yeah, you can only get two loaves of bread or two of this or whatever, and it's happening all over. So what Riviera Seafood is doing is, they deliver. So they can drop it off, ring your doorbell, step back if they need to, or just leave it there. In addition to getting the one free pound of this is grade A tuna. This is nice tuna. So thank you, Matt. What's the website? Where can people go?
Yeah, you can check us out at RivieraSeafoodClub.com. We've got Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, that sort of thing too. So if you have, social media, we are there, very active as well. So we are engaging with our community. All the people in the South Bay have been very responsive. Los Angeles, we actually ship all throughout California and then into parts of Nevada and Arizona as well. And it's all next day shipping. We deliver Tuesday through Friday. So it'll be directly to your house. Packaging is completely safe. We're 100% HACCP certified. We take every precaution right now, especially with any kind of sanitation and cleanliness. Our packages hold up to 48 hours in transit. It's all cold packed or dry ice. It's definitely been helping a lot of people. They're excited to see it at their doors, and we're all about connecting to everybody in the community. Rich Marcello from Strand Brewing, he's actually the one who put me in contact with you. He's my cousin-in-law. And Rich is definitely, he kind of made the connection there. He actually mentioned and said, Jackie's like my counterpart of being a connector in the community. She's really a natural-born connector, just like him. So, that's huge to us. We're all about that here with our family, and we're so connected out here. We just need to see other people in a good position too. We feel very food secure and have all this product available, and we just feel that there's a lot of panic buying out there, people rushing around and this and that. We just want to be able to give some people a peace of mind with something to give them there, and just to have something to look forward to. That's been the biggest thing. It's crazy how much it's been impacting. We got friends and family in not only here but out in the Inland Empire. My girlfriend's family, she's got a cousin who's in school, junior in high school. You were mentioning that earlier about kids in school, and they're totally just cut out, right? They're poised to come back in April 16th or something like that, but who knows? And I asked them if they've been updating them, and they say no. They can't offer online classes and do all that sort of thing. So, yeah, people are getting a little, they want something to do. They want to have an experience with their family or the people that they're in quarantine with and, holding out together and the whole social distancing thing. So where we can provide seafood there, I think, give people that experience through our deal. Right now with the free tuna, that'd be huge, And so the other thing is that an importer feel in the pinch, but also the suppliers as well, the different farms, the different fishermen, there's different boats that are coming in right now, usually offload in San Pedro or San Diego. And these guys bring in 20,000 pounds of fish at a time, and they're having to bring that in. Instead of selling it fresh, they have to basically shore it up as frozen products and, hold out. And so it's a huge pinch. Like there's tons of food out there. It's just that it can't, it's not getting to people the same modes that it used to. That older paradigm of being able to buy things at the grocery stores is just it's just trickier right now, And so we just want to have some kind of solution. Yeah.
It is, and just because you're in quarantine doesn't mean you can't eat well. Let me ask you something. Do you know what Strand Brewing is doing now? I'm sure that they're still selling. Are they open for like pickup, or do you know what's going on there?
That's a good question. I'm not too sure, actually. I'm sure they're feeling the pinch too. I grabbed a six pack the other day over at you know, Vons and that sort of thing. So, you know, it is available that way for sure. You can get your cans and support them in that way too. So have some fish and
all
beer.
Right.
And
fish
night,
and beer.
You know?
I don't think there's anything better than that. Matt, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for what you're doing for the community. Everybody, go online. Go to Riviera Seafood Club and get your free pound of tuna. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks, Jackie, for having me on.
All right. You take care.
Okay. You too.
So anyway, you know, that's happening with, you know, a lot of places. We all know the restaurants are closed. Many have just closed for the duration, Joe, and others are staying open just for pickup or delivery. I'm going to go through a couple of things real quick. The El Segundo Chamber partnered with the city of El Segundo and local restaurants with a program called Gundo to Go. It's a curbside pickup program is going to help El Segundo restaurants continue to serve their customers. If you want to learn more, you can log on to at Gundo to Go Facebook page. All right. So if you live in that area and you want something from one of your restaurants, you can go to that Facebook page, see who's participating, and order some food to go from some of your favorite restaurants. The Yellow Vase, all right, they're staying open. They are doing curbside pickup only, and they're offering 25% off through the end of March, all right? So you can call or contact them on their website. You can get a take-home for 25% off entire items. I have a code here. Use the code below when you pay. It's 541055. And this is through the end of March, so that's 25% off there. I got a notice from the Rockefeller, who has three locations in the South Bay. They've closed their Hermosa and Manhattan Beach locations for the time being, and they're doing all of their takeout and delivery from their Redondo locations. So if you need your Rockefeller fix, you can do that. You know, Joe, this is – you know, every business sector is suffering during this. You know, when you think of all of the, you know, shops, boutiques, restaurants, everybody's closing down, everybody's hurting. But the one thing that we mentioned on our video cast last week, one thing you can do to help support your local businesses is buy gift cards or certificates now for future use. That's the best thing that you can do right now. Dog groomers, salons, your fitness studio, you know, again, restaurants and bars. You want to support them. They're hurting. The last thing you want to do is find out when this is over that your favorite restaurant has gone out of business. That's one way that you can help them avoid that, okay? The other thing that it is an idea. Not everybody will be able to do it, but it's something to think about. If you have people that provide service to you personally, your housekeeper, your dog groomer, your babysitter, your gardener, your pool person, you know, anybody that, you know, comes by your house or business to do these daily or weekly services, what you could do is you could continue paying them as credit for future service. I've already done that with a couple of my people, again, because I don't want them, you know, to go out of business because of this. So that's something you might think about. You can get them help through this, and you're not giving anything away. You treat it as a credit for future service, all right? One other thing I wanted to mention that I came across yesterday is local South Bay musicians, they did a virtual concert recently, and they're going to be doing another one on, let me see where the date is. I don't know where the date is. Let's see. As Los Angeles closes bars. a helping hand to local musicians unable to find gigs during the coronavirus outbreak. That's our friend Kevin D'Souza from the Hermosa Music Company. On last Sunday, the recording studio hosted its first Streamathon, and with the help of other studios and venues in Hermosa Beach, seven local acts took part in an eight-hour concert that was streamed online. That's not, you know, musicians are going to be losing, you know, they're losing gigs, but virtual concert goers were able to donate to a GoFundMe page where all the funds raised went directly to the musicians and crew involved in the event. And the Hermosa Music Company is planning to produce another Streamathon on Sunday, March 22nd. So this Sunday, while you're sitting at home quarantined, you can watch the Streamathon, watch some live music, interact, you know, with other people in the community. I also wanted to mention that Absolution Brewing, they sent me some information. They're now offering free local delivery for orders $50 and over. So they're not open for business, but you can order stuff online. You can stop by and pick it up. In addition, later this month they had an event planned for their anniversary, and they were going to have an event at their space and with a bunch of bands and giveaways and stuff, but they've recently changed that to a virtual party that they're going to have on. I just got the link yesterday. I posted it to my website, so you can go online and take part in that virtual event. Joe, you must love all this virtual stuff. No? And a couple other announcements. On our video cast last week, I mentioned that the Automobile Driving Museum was staying open. Well, they've just, that status has just changed. Excuse me. They closed on March 18th. They closed yesterday, and they're going to be closed until further notice. It's a temporary closure, and if you had an event planned there or something, you can contact them, you know, if you need to reschedule an event. And they're still open virtually. You can take a virtual tour of the museum anytime you want at theadm.org /virtual tour. So the ADM is now officially closed. And the Palos Verdes Arts Center and all meetings, including artist groups and class makeup sessions, are canceled until further notice. The Palos Verdes home tour is going to be rescheduled to for dates to be determined later this year. and I also got a notice from DoorDash. That's one of the delivery services. You can have no contact delivery. All right. So, you know, if you use DoorDash to order, you know, they'll come, they'll drop stuff off. You don't have to have any contact with them. In addition, on my website, in today's weekend guide, I've listed a whole bunch of websites. At this point, information is key. And I listed the local hospitals, Torrance Memorial, Providence Little Company Mary, and the Beach Cities Health District. I've listed all of their websites where you can go for information. I've also listed all the city websites. Most of the local cities have a dedicated COVID-19 page. A few of those don't, but you can subscribe for updates, you know, and that's all the cities in the South Bay. I've also listed all of our local Chamber of Commerce websites, because a lot of the chambers are coming up with means to assist local businesses. So if you're a local business, contact, you know, your local chamber and see how you can work with them to help get through this. I've also listed all of the websites for our local cultural arts venues. Now, most of them are closed for the duration. There are two particular that will remain functioning, South Coast Botanic Garden and the Palos Verdes Land Conservancy. Those, you know, They have big open spaces. The South Coast Botanic Garden has an 87-acre garden. You know, their classes and things like that will be canceled, but the space will be open. So if you feel the need to, you get a little, you know, stir crazy in your house, and you feel the need to get out, the garden will be open for you. The Palos Verdes Land Conservancy, their trails and stuff will be around. So we already mentioned that the county of LA County, has taken over Dockweiler RV Park, which is just south of LAX. It's going to be a coronavirus isolation zone for people who are ordered to quarantine or isolate but are not sick enough to be hospitalized. And they're setting up there. They should be complete by Thursday with a bunch of RVs coming in to house these people. So you may, just want to avoid that area. You know, I'm sure traffic will be a nightmare down there. And, I just want to mention that there's a ton of information out there. You can reach out to your local city, our health district, Beach City's health district. It's not all doom and gloom, as Tom mentioned earlier. He's getting more calls from people wanting to help and volunteer than from people that need help. As I said, I've seen it firsthand. We've activated our neighborhood watch on our block, and the outpouring of support from neighbors has been absolutely amazing. It's time to we want to come together when in hard times, but we can't physically be together. So we have to do it the best we can. And fortunately, in this day and age, with the internet and our smartphones and our smart speakers and everything else, we can get through together without actually being together. So, and Joe, I can't hear anything on your end. Your microphone is completely out. So I am going to sign off.
No, Jackie, and, I'm sorry. I was on mute. But how are you, Jackie?
I'm fine. I'm fine. We're fine here. We were earthquake prepared.
Well, we cannot find toilet paper anywhere. So I need to go out right after this show and see if I can get some toilet paper. food is fine. Buying food is easy and fine. And, there are no supply chain issues. They're just hoarder issues. Some of that is being managed. I don't know if you heard Swedish company decided to fight hoarding by saying, if you get one item, let's say it was a roll of toilet paper, it was $6. If you get two, it's $1,000.
Wow.
And that pretty much slowed down the hoarding.
Well, here's the thing. What you can do, one of the easiest things you can do is go to whatever store you shop at, go to their website, see what days the deliveries are. My husband did that a week ago. He knows that there's 3 days that they get shipments, and you go down there that morning before they open, and you get in line, and you're able to get what you need. That's what you have to do. And not only that, they're getting additional shipments. It's not just the regular shipments 3 or 4 days a week. They're getting stuff. I see trucks pulling in to the grocery store, all the time now. So, as you said, supplies are not an issue. It's the hoarding that's an issue. We're going to sign off. I want to apologize for the audio quality. I tried to listen to it live on my phone, and there are issues. I think that has to do with the fact that and I saw something on the news a lot of the kids are a virtual school. So now you have all of these people staying at home.
Right.
On all their separate devices, whether it's work or school or play, and everybody's – so the bandwidth is being stretched to the limit. I heard that AT&T and Comcast are, you know, they're if you have basic service, they're upping your basic service for free. You know, a couple of others are doing things. Hang on one second. You can continue on that vein. Mm-hmm. I have another caller. I'm going to take him in the green room, all right?
Okay, good, good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get through this together. Shelter in place as much as you can. You know, just try to be as prudent as you can about contact with other people that are not in your home, in your household. And we can slow this virus spread down to a manageable level. And then, of course, 80%+ of people that get infected have very mild symptoms. So we're going to get through this. Everyone's going to be okay, and we're going to protect those that are more at risk. That's what we're going to do as a society.
Joe, I've got somebody else on the line. Here's another in the vein of food prep and stuff. A woman, Ms. Duffy from Dream Dinners, which is another small local business in Torrance. And hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're dealing with technical issues, which is more annoying than you can imagine. But tell us what's going on with Dream Dinners, please.
So we have always done a made-for-you service, and we've been ramping that up for everybody who's trying to sequester at home. So we're doing made-for-yous and curbside pickups and basically touchless transactions. So our guests and community can still enjoy homemade dinners at home and, you know, not have to deal with all the lines at the grocery store.
There you go. That's another option, everybody. Dream Dinners. What is your website or phone number? How can people get in touch with you?
Sure. It's dreamdinners.com. We're located in Torrance, right near Texas Lucy's on Palos Verdes Boulevard. The phone number is 310-792-0055.
All right, everybody. Dream Dinners. It's another way to get nutrition.
Now, hold on a moment. Dream Dinners are, you know, many different things going on in the financial world. But one of them is Amazon is absolutely firing on all cylinders. Amazon is hiring drivers all over the country. Amazon is having an amazing time because this is their business. And now Dream Dinners, you have been preparing for this for some time. Tell us about the impact that COVID-19 has had on your business, and just give us some round numbers.
Well, I would say, and this is across the country because we're a franchise organization, and all of our stores have experienced an increase in volume just because everybody's trying to solve not just dinner time. Their kids are home, their husband's home, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So our business has been really busy.
Wow. Yeah, it's quite a impact. And as Jackie was saying, I have some colleagues in the what's called system reliability engineer or system SRE mode, and the internet is not designed for everyone to be at home all at the same time. It is not designed for that. It never was. And these are going to be challenging times going ahead financially, technically, obviously health-wise, and so forth. So thank you so much for calling in and giving people one more avenue to make dinner time easier on everyone and to bring families together. DreamDinners.com.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Right.
All right, Joe. The sound is killing me, so let's sign off.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow where we're going to be talking about the impact on businesses and how businesses can best manage this time and how they should manage this time with Patrick Maloney, one of our favorite attorneys here locally. And anything else you want to say about the show tomorrow, Jackie? Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.